to go.
Okay. So I'd like to introduce Martin Rain, who's going to talk to us about ScriptSource.
Right, thank you. Yes, so on Monday I was just giving a broad overview of the ScriptSource website in terms of why it came about and the functionality. And I entitled today's talk, Why ScriptSource Makes a Good Hub for Language Documentation. And it's obviously not a Dacre archive like Paradisec, but what I think is that by adding your language documentation to ScriptSource, ScriptSource can add value to it, which is what I'm hoping to show today. So first of all, this is the ScriptSource homepage, and I'll just quickly show if you want to register, which you need to do if you want to contribute information, then you just click on the register button and you just have to enter user ID, password, name, email, agree to the terms and conditions, and answer an anti-spam question, and then the request membership will be activated. So that's just an easy 5-minute process. Now, across the top of every ScriptSource page, you've got these links: scripts, characters, languages, needs, and topics. And I'll just start by showing a few of the interrelationships between the different bits. So when you go to scripts, at the top you have a block of scripts currently in use, of which we have 130. Then underneath that you've got historical and fictional scripts, which were 86. And there's a bunch of scripts at the bottom which we really can't figure out. So those are ones whose status is unclear. So if I just roll back up and go to the Lao script. So for every script, we have a representative graphic if available and a script description down here. And then there are these subject areas across the top. And I'm just going to show a couple of them for Lao. So if you go to fonts and keyboards, that shows information about the fonts and keyboards that we're aware of. So there's a bunch of different fonts that incorporate the Lao script and also some keyboards. And the next to that, we've got needs. And so even though there are a bunch of fonts, someone's identified the need for a set of Lao fonts that supports all the languages that use the script. Because what you often find is that people do fonts that will handle most of the languages for a script, but then you have some sort of edge cases, languages with special characters. So if anybody finds a need, they can just log it on here. And then it means if anybody was looking to do work, then they would be able to respond to the need. And the right-hand subject area, sources and references, that has a bunch of source information related to the Lao script. And I'll just do a slight digression. I didn't have time to go through topics on Monday, so I'll just briefly mention topics. So this is a link to the Library of Congress romanization tables. And you can see that below the link, we've associated it with a whole bunch of scripts and languages, and also with the transliteration topic. So if I click on that link, you get to the topic page for transliteration. So we've got transliteration tables, and where there are several tables, we have comparison between them for a number of the major scripts. Then there's introduction to transliteration, difference between transliteration and transcription, and a blog entry about it. And then over on the left-hand side, you've got a list of all the topics that we've currently set up. Now, one nice thing is this is actually a dynamic list. So if we find, like we're currently thinking, we're having a lot of information about mobile devices, so we'll probably add mobile devices as a separate topic. And then once we've done that, we'll be able to associate any subsequent entries with that topic. So it's a useful way of just getting information grouped together. So going back to Lao, the use and history subject area is where we have links to all the various writing systems. So for Lao, we know of 19 different languages that can be written using the Lao script. And if you click on these links down the left, that goes to the writing system page, and the links down the right go to the language page. So I'm just going to go to the page for the Tai Dom language, and you can see that's a similar format with the subject areas across the top. And that says that Thai Dom can be written using the Lao script or the Latin script or the Thai Viet script. And if I just go to the Latin script link to go to the writing system page, under symbols and characters subject area, that's where we have the list of characters for a particular writing system. So this is basically the inventory of Latin characters that are required to write the Thai Dom language. And you've got, again, links down the side. So if I go to small letter D with stroke, as well as giving the detail about that character, it also says that small letter D with stroke figures in all of these languages and can be found as an auxiliary symbol in these languages as well. So that's quite useful information if you're just navigating around, just to put things in context. Now also at the top here, we've got graphemes and phonemes. Now we've only just started getting phonemic information into ScriptSource, so at the moment there aren't any that include smaller to do with stroke, but you'll find a link at the top of that subject area to the phonemes chart. And so this is our table of consonants, or phonemes for consonants. Now we've been doing some work in this area, and one problem we found was that even if we had a big table of consonants, linguists always came up with some extra consonants that we needed to add. So what we've actually done, this is our development site, is we've got a simplified list of consonants, so there are less, but then we've got something called additional features and also tones across the top. So what that means is that you can start with a simple consonant, such as if I go to this voiced bilabial plosive, that will bring up a detail for that particular one. There we are, voiced bilabial plosive. But then if you were interested in the various types of voiced bilabial plosive, you could, for instance, click on this pre-nasalized voiced bilabial plosive. And so it's a way of navigating from the basic set into other ones. And underneath that, you have, we've tried to keep the same look and feel on the phoneme information. So you've got writing systems, Maldivian and Terlaki, and then grapheme lists. So if I click on that, this will bring up the grapheme list for the Japanese Terlaki language with the phoneme detail across the top. So what we ask people to do for entering phoneme information is to give us the graphemes for each phoneme that's in use in their language and include an example with an English gloss and the status to say whether it's expected or common or whatever. And there's the full list of graphemes. Okay, so I think that was all I was going to do in terms of demoing the system generally, but I want to show that it's fairly easy to add information. So if, for instance, you wanted to add information to ScriptSource about the standalone diphthongs of Korean, as you do, then you can put Hangul letter OE into the search box, and that should then find the relevant character page. Now, I could have clicked on the characters link at the top and gone to the character block for Hangul, but that contains 10,000 characters, so we might have been here a while, so it's quicker to dive straight into the character page. And then in this case, if we're going to write about standalone diphthongs, we want to go to the use and history page, and so click on the add to script source button, and that then brings up a menu to ask what kind of information you want to add. So we've got different things for images, links to web pages, and so on. In this case, I'm just going to do a simple one, so it's text without illustrations or graphics. And so put in the title. Short and sweet. And then the only other fields you have to enter, a copyright. Okay, thanks. And There's a copyright symbol in the guide text underneath, which you can use. And then you have to enter a license agreement, and we encourage people to use the Creative Commons Share Alike, so that's the one at the top. And then it's already put in my name as contributor. And then you can associate this entry with scripts, characters, languages, and topics. So I'll associate it with the Korean script. So that brings up a subset. And this wants to be symbols and characters. And you can also associate it with the Korean language. And there are rather more languages, so it brings up a subset. So pick up Korean. Symbols and characters, there we go. And you'll see it's already associated it automatically with the character I entered. But since there are two standalone diphthongs, I happen to know the USV for the second one is 3162. So I can put that in there. So that's got all the associations. And then I can just save and submit for approval. And then I agree to these statements and submit the contents. That's just confirming the license and that I'm authorized to be providing the information. Okay, then the other thing I wanted to show is how you can add a character list. So if I've got this right, DNJ Latin is the ID for the writing system of the Dan language, which is spoken in the Ivory Coast. Yeah, that's the one. So if you know the inventory of characters for a particular writing system, then you can go to the symbols and characters subject area, and you'll see there's an add characters button, so I can just click on that. And that then brings up the entry form. And this is, again, it's very easy. You can just enter the characters. If you want to enter a Unicode scalar value, you can just put in /U0301. And then you just put a space between each character. And also if you have combining characters, then you can just put them in curly braces like that. And then the auxiliary character list for Latin script, you normally put in any characters which aren't in the main character list in the A to Z range, plus then obviously any additional characters that you might come across in literature of the language. And that's pretty much all you need to do. It automatically has associated it with the script and language. And so then you can save and submit for approval. And if I dive back to our production machine and put in DNJ Latin, then this will show what it looks like once it's actually been entered. So essentially, if you enter it via script source, it shows up in two places. Here's a character list for Dan. So that's what was actually entered, which you can see is what I was starting to type in. And then if we go to the symbols and characters page, then that list has been converted into the list of characters with links to all of the component characters in the list. And like KP is one character combination that's used in Dan. And if you click on that link, that again shows all the writing systems that we know of that use that character combination. So, and that's actually all I got to show you, so I can finish a few minutes early. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
questions or comments for Martin? Okay.
When you save and submit for approval, who moderates those suggestions?
At the moment, I do most of the moderation, except I'm in conferences in Australia, but there are several other people in our team. What we were originally hoping was that we get a sufficient volume that we would actually ask people who were experts in a particular area to moderate submissions in that area. But at the moment, it's a steady trickle of submissions that we get, but not sufficient volume to need anyone outside our department to help with it.
And how do you actually moderate? How do you reference any suggested changes?
It depends where it is. I mean, a lot of it's just checking the field in the right fields in the right way and checking the grammar and whatnot's correct. If there's anything which I think might be contentious, then I'll look at other information on the web. But I mean, generally speaking, if there's information we don't have knowledge about, then we take it on trust. And because there's a comment mechanism on ScriptSource, then we hope that somebody else will come along and add a comment to say, well, that isn't right, actually. So at least it starts the debate going.
In the graphemes and phonemes section, are you able to add diacritics except those that were listed, like, you know, the raising thing to part between the approximants and fricatives or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you can put in for a grapheme any character combination, so yeah, you could add diacritics. We're hoping that with
for the phoneme side.
The phoneme side, we've basically put in the list of phonemes from the IPA. So I think if you wanted to add phonetic information that wasn't in the IPA, you'd probably have to add that as a bit of explanatory text.
Those which are in IP but require diacritics from the not from the main table. Could you show it?
Yeah, I can.
So I've seen the main consonant chart, not the.
Actually, it's probably better to show you the chart on our development machine, since that's the one which is more up to date. Topics, graphics, and phonemes. So that's the list of basic consonants, but then we've got additional features.
And is this the exhaustive list of additional features that you can add?
I think this is the list of what's been added so far, but the idea of having it as additional features is that it is extensible, so if anybody finds that there's stuff which isn't included in the additional features or the tones, then yeah, we could certainly add additional features there. Extend the list.
Can ScriptSource handle revisions of orthography? Say, like the language I've worked with, there are three different Roman-based orthographies, similar enough, but distinctly different, especially in the vowels and tone marking, to constitute separate variations of the one orthography.
Right. Yeah, we only have the facility to have one list of characters and one list of graphemes, but what we have had in a couple of cases is somebody's added a comment to say this is one option but there's another way of doing it, and then they have a link to so people can research it. So yeah, we're not sophisticated enough to have a sort of comparative list alongside each other.
More comments or questions? have to forgive me if I start speaking very slowly because I'm having a bit of a wave of jet lag coming through.
You talked in the last session too, right?
Yeah. Okay.